don't answer the phone.
Elvis Duran, the Elvis Duran phone tap.
Daniel, you have the phone tap?
Mm-hmm.
Are you in the mood?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
All right, it comes to us from Susie, who says, my in-laws live in a retirement community in Florida, and they have strict rules. No dogs allowed. My husband always brings our dog over there, so I need you to call my mother-in-law, say you're from the retirement community, and that you busted them with a dog. She's going to get very upset.
Daniel, once again, phone tapping an old person. Let's listen in to the phone tap.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Ann Hilfiger, please?
Yes, this is her.
Yes, hi, Ann. This is Linda calling you from the Maine Association.
Yeah.
I'm calling you about the dog that you have in your house.
The who?
The dog.
Are you kidding? I don't have a dog.
We got an anonymous call from the guardhouse. They've been watching you with binoculars, and they said that you have a dog that you keep bringing into your house.
Oh, my God. You know what? That is so ridiculous. My son has a dog.
Okay.
And one time he took me home, and the dog was in the car.
You did just admit that you had a dog there.
I didn't.
You did?
He took me home and dropped me off. The dog never got out of the car.
Now I have pictures here right in front of me, and it looks like you're feeding the dog some kind of biscuit or something.
I don't have a dog.
Then who is this in the picture feeding the dog?
I have no idea.
Looks a lot like you.
You're upsetting me.
Did you not let this dog into your house? This
no.
Brown, scruffy dog?
Never let a dog into my house.
Ever?
Ever.
You're going to have to pay a fine for this, you know.
I am not paying a fine.
Oh, yes, you are.
Because I did not do this.
Yes, you are. The fine is $1,500.
Sweetheart, you better get yourself a lawyer.
Yeah, but if you just admit that you have a dog.
I don't have a dog.
What's the dog's name? Bones?
You are a nasty, nasty person. Don't you dare call me back. Go fly a kite.
Okay.
I'm sick of talking to you.
Hello? You need to call her now.
Uh-huh. Hello?
Hey, Mom?
Yeah?
Listen, I think I'm going to go to Publix now and get the stuff for the meatballs.
Oh, Susie, I just got a call. That's why I called the president of the building. Are you ready for this?
What?
She says, we understand you're hiding a dog in your house. She says, and there's a $1,500 fine. Now, where are you hiding the dog?
You know what, Mom? I have to tell you something. Ron brought the dog over there when you and Dad were on your cruise.
He did what?
He brought Smudgy over there when you and Dad were away on the cruise.
And did what?
He got the key, and he went over there, and he just brought Smudgy for the ride.
Oh, God.
What are we going to do?
Nothing. I'm going to tell him I know nothing about it. They have to prove they have pictures of me feeding the dog.
Hello?
Yeah.
I can hear everything that you guys are talking about.
Who is this?
It's Linda.
You believe this?
I can hear
Susie. That's the one that called me.
Yeah, well, you know what? Being part of the association, I basically can break in on anybody's phone line.
Oh, my God.
And now I know that the dog was in your apartment when you weren't home.
Oh, let's just put this all to rest and pay the fine. This is not...
No, I'm not paying a fine.
I'll pay it. I'm giving you my credit card number.
No, don't you dare, Susie. Susie.
What?
Don't you dare.
Mom.
Let them go further. Let them sue me. Don't you dare.
Why don't you just let her give me the credit card?
No, Susie, don't you dare. You know what? Throw me out of here. Susie, she's an arrogant son of a bitch, and I don't want to deal with a person like that. Let her try and sue me. Now you go to hell.
You know what? This is actually Danielle Monaro from Elvis Duran in the Morning Show, and you got phone tapped.
What? What did you say?
It's a joke, Grandma. They wanted to put you on the radio. They thought it was funny.
Oh, for God's sake. I'm going to kill him.
The Elvis Duran phone tap.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.